Hello.
Hi. Tell us about this lovely, I would imagine it's lovely, it's a Lexus, Lexus IS300.
Yes, last time we were together, we talked about the ES350, which is kind of their entry sedan, their entry luxury sedan. This is their more their entry sporty sedan, and as such, it's pretty nice. I mean, the ES, there's no sporting pretensions about this. This one has lots of sporting pretensions. They're pretty well pretensions, but but still, it tries, and it's a nice vehicle to drive. I found it a little bit tight to get in and out, but it sounded great. This is a new model this year. It's the IS300, which kind of throws back to the original IS, which was an IS300, but that had an inline six. This has a 3.5-liter V6. I think it's similar to, if not the same engine as the one on the IS350, but it doesn't have as much horsepower on it. However, it does actually feel sportier despite that. I mean, it only has 241 horsepower as opposed to the 350, which has, I think, 306, something like that. You can feel it as far as that. But again, the car does feel very sporty, and it's quite nice. One thing I got about it, though, $40,000 for this thing and no backup camera. I complained about this on a Mercedes-Benz a few weeks ago, too.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, you can get it, but you have to get the F-Sport, one of the F-Sport packages to get that. But I really like what they're doing with their interiors. Again, other than me having a little bit of trouble getting in and out, but that's because I'm old and fat. once you're in, it's very nice. It has a good manual
transmission.
Is that
what the salesman told you?
No, that's what my wife told me.
No, the total...
She's always right.
You know that, that's for sure. The total price on this thing, the model that you had, what was it?
Well, it's just around $40,000, which, luxury sports sedan like this, that's not bad. And again, you can option up from there with the various packages, but it still comes in at a decent price for this type of car. Now, it's going to go head to head with things like the BMW 3 Series. I would take the Lexus interior and the interfaces any day over a BMW, but I'd rather drive the BMW. So, six of one, half dozen to the other.
Yeah. Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher. You can find his written reports at live88.5.com and then click on startup. You also had the newest Mitsubishi Outlander. Tell us about that.
Yes, it's called the GT, and it had the 3-liter V6 engine. You can also get a 4-banger. It puts out about 240 horsepower, I believe. Now, the 4-cylinder puts out 166, or 224 for the 6, sorry. I can't really say that there is really anything wrong with this vehicle, and it certainly sports a wonderful warranty. I mean, 10 years on the powertrain, 5 years pretty well on everything else, including roadside assistance.
Yeah.
But, it feels cheap. You get inside this thing, and the switch, the button for the sunroof control feels like it's, worth maybe a half a penny. I found the interfaces quite annoying. The driver's seat, you get in that thing, and you step on the gas. Of course, it's a 6, so it has reasonable pickup, and it would kind of rock back almost like a rocking chair, or like it wasn't attached firmly enough.
Oh
wow.
And
that doesn't feel good.
Started on the phones. I had no success using this thing with my phone. I mean, it paired eventually. It would not let me stream tunes or use it as a phone at the same time. It kept unhooking one to hook the other one in, which should be seamless, is on every other car I try.
Yeah.
And it would not, even though it said it was downloading my phone book, it never downloaded my phone book. Plus, if I wanted to make a phone call, it made me pull over to the side of the road, stop the car, put it in park, and then dial through the LCD. So what's the point in having Bluetooth?
Really? That's just, that's bizarre.
Other than that, I loved it.
All right, Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher. We talk to him every couple of weeks here on Live 88.5. What was the price tag on that Mitsubishi Outlander, Jim?
Well, this sample one came with the navigation package, which added $2,000 to it. Was $38,500. So, it's a 3-row SUV. There are other ones like the Highlander, the Sorento, the Honda Pilot, all worth taking a look at. But this has a great warranty.
That's true. Thank you so much, Jim.
You're welcome.